Sarcastic to mundane. Brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO.
Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Here come the night.
Oh,
a friend. Here's a friend.
Here's
a friend.
Here's
a friend.
Here's everyone.
Jesus is a friend.
Friend in trouble, friend in need. He will help you to succeed. My Jesus
is a friend.
He's
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 a friend.
He's a friend.
He's a friend. He's
a friend. Everyone.
Jesus is a friend to everyone.
Friend in trouble. Friend indeed.
He will help you to succeed.
Well, my Jesus
is a friend.
He's a friend.
Jesus is a friend to everyone.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. We're here on Sunday service. Wow. How y'all feeling? It's been an interesting week, and the transience of the skies and everything that has happened, you know, it's, you know, happy 4th of July. Yes, yes, yes. Happy birth of our nation. Happy Sunday. So Sunday is good. Sunday is magical. Sunday is always giving us what we need. Sunday is always lifting in our vibration, uplifting us, being here with us and loving us. And I'm so grateful for that. Yeah, there's a lot, you know, it's been a deep day, deep awakening and understanding spirit, understanding the afterlife, understanding what it means when we are connecting with death and going through grief and going through loss and understanding that energy. And, you know, I know so many people who've passed, and that's, you know, I'm a medium, so that's what I do. That's my reality is, you know, not only do I understand and know the people that I've crossed over, but I come in contact with so many other people that I don't know in spirit, and communicating and bridging them between, you know, communicating and sharing them with each other. Loved ones here on the earth plane and loved ones here on spirit. And, you know, recently I had a friend that crossed over, and, you know, what this has taught me more than anything is when death occurs, and in those moments, you know, I did communicate how it does feel like home, you know, when you're at the funeral and then you're at a funeral home and the hearses and seeing the dead body. And it's become something where it's become the safest place possible that I've ever understood, ever been in, ever experienced, is the safest place, or those places, like anything in those moments, because it is real. It's the realest thing where you're ever going to experience. It is the realest thing. Life, yes, is real, but at, you know, you understand at a certain point in time, it does come to an end. At a certain point, it will be your time. And in those moments, what are you going to do with your life in those moments? You know, that's what it's about, in understanding. What are we doing with those moments in our lives where we are here alive with the time that we do have? So it is very important for us to use that time wisely. And, you know, when these things occur, there's so much personal inventory that you go through. There's so much reflecting. There's so much thinking about what the heck matters. What really matters? What am I stressing about? What do I care about that just does not matter? It's just not going to matter. It really isn't. We have such a little time. This is such a temp. It's so temporary. It goes by so fast. Life goes by in the blink of an eye. So, you know, all of these things were flooding my being this weekend. You know, I really didn't have time to celebrate the 4th. Like, you know, I was thinking about life. I was thinking about everything that's going on and what mattered. And what mattered? Oh my God, I'm just going to get emotional. Always just get emotional. What mattered is the presence right now, because that's all we have. the gratitude for everything that we have and everyone and the time that we're supposed to have it, that gratitude and seeping into the gratitude and taking hold of it, you know, just all of that. So, oh my God, I wish I could do video on all of this, understanding all of this, and really connecting with all of this. Yeah. But it's all here recorded. Anyways, sorry, I just left my body for a second. Yeah, it's a good thing to think about. It really makes you process a lot. It really makes you think about things deeper, on a deeper level. It really makes you to refocus. This is what death does, and this is what why our loved ones go at the time that they go, because they're helping us. So, you know, understanding the realm and the vibration of life. It's a good time to be alive. It's just a good time to feel, do something just different. And as I came here on this radio show right now, upstairs, marching up the studio, there's just so much gratitude. So much joy, and just, I'm still here. Like, this place has saved my life in so many ways. I'm sure it's helped so many other people. And being able to do this and talk about grief, talk about death, talk about what it's like to miss our loved ones. It's very helpful. It's very helpful to have a service like this. And I'm grateful that I could be here for all of you and sharing this beautiful gift that is life. Whew, and the ego just comes down and, you know, tears it apart. Your, what you think is real. So spend this hour with me, and it's personal speaking here on a Sunday service, and I love you. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for the power and the love of God and sharing the gospel here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford House Freeform Radio. What a blessing. What a blessing all this is. Amen. Let's get back to our music, and we will get to inspirational speaking very shortly. I love you. Really?
I do love
shining bright.
I do love
shining bright.
Mama love
shining bright.
Papa love
shining bright.
Everybody love
shining bright.
Two little babies laying in bed, one play sick and one play dead. I do love
shining bright.
I do love
shining bright.
Every since my dog been dead, hog been ruined my tater bed. I do love
shining bread.
I do love
shining bread.
Mama love
shining bread.
Papa love
shining bread.
Everybody love
shining bread.
Old lady Dinah sick in the bed, sent for the doctor. Doctor said all she needs some shining bread. I do love
shining bread.
I do love
shining bread.
Mama love
shining bread.
Papa love
shining bread.
Everybody love
shining bread.
I'm here. Out of town buyers, I hate the liars. assured me that I'd reach the top. But I'm just a flop, and now it's too late to stop. Maybe I'm worse than others whose charm is mental. Gee, it's a curse to make people sentimental. Am I to blame? I'm good for nothing but love.
I wanna someday find a love, a love to start.
Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right. Ooh, the sounds of doo-wop. I gotta play it on Sunday service. Okay. Getting the frequency going. Getting the frequency in. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhaling and exhaling. Letting the love in. So, Infinite Spirit, right now in this moment, thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, and infinite creation and all things that are good and real. All things that are here in our hearts and in our homes. All things that are here connecting us with our highest good and our highest being. I am elevated to the highest good, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for channeling through me right now exactly what needs to be communicated, exactly what needs to be in right now. What is this? What is this infinite light, Infinite Spirit? Thank you. For all the realms that are the possibilities of God and connecting us with God and connecting us with that love, that joy, that beauty, that possibility that is here. I am connecting you to a source, as Infinite Spirit, that is you, the source that is rooted with you into the ground, into your inner being right here in this moment. And we are cleansing and we are pressing the restart button right here. Right here, we get the chance and the opportunity to restart ourselves, to restart and understand that life is good. Life is good and everything is good around us. So today we're going to have an opportunity to understand what we can choose. You see, that is the light, that is the given right of you, is the free will. And the free will and the unbelievable connection with God and the unbelievable connection with Source and the unbelievable majestic love and light that is connecting with you, and the magnificent gratitude that pours out from you and it comes back 10 times. You see, that gratitude that pours into you comes back 10 times, and the love is there. The love is there, and the highest good of love that is coming with you. For your soul is where your well-being is and where your light is. It's right here with you. Letting in the love, letting in the good, letting in the magic. And we are attracting all that is good and real. We're attracting everything that we need. You see, we're attracting in everything that our soul needs, our higher self needs. Our higher self is attracting in. We are attracting in everything that is of our higher being. And the light and the good, everything that we've connected to that we love in this lifetime, we are attracting more of it. You see, Infinite Spirit is coming in with a wave of gifts. You see, a vast ocean. Just picture a vast, vast ocean, a beach. A picture of beach, because beaches are associated with that dreamlike energy, that fantasy energy. And you see the palm tree. It's the seashells. And you see, it's kind of like an airbrushed kind of like art scene. So surreal. Sometimes beaches can be surreal, right? Why are beaches so surreal to us? Why is that feeling? And when we're there and the senses just come and grab us, because there is a vastness in the ocean. It is just like the sky. You see, when we come into contact with this vastness of the ocean, it is the same effect as when we look at the sky and the stars. It's like the ocean is the stars in the sky brought to you in real time, brought right in front of you. See, go into the vastness right now, Infinite Spirit. Go into the vastness. Go into the vastness. Wash and cleanse. Wash and cleanse our souls. Join forces with this vastness and this consciousness, like in transcendental meditation. The paradigm of now and the paradigm of what is real, the paradigm. And connecting to that energy of David Lynch, a spirit. Yeah, you see, there it goes. And we're uplifted into something beautiful. We're uplifted into something that is serving us. It's serving our highest good. It's serving our highest realm. We are absolutely beautiful, positive inspiration within ourselves, within our souls, within our dynamic being. We're living here right now. We're living here right now in this moment in great expectation. Of expecting a miracle today, expect a miracle to happen within us, within our souls, within our light being, we are free. We are so free. Love is here. Love and gratitude and magic. Love. Love. Ooh. Love is straight. Yay, yay. Feeling all the good sensations of everything that's been said right now, and the Infinite Spirit comes to your aid. The Infinite Spirit comes to guide you. The Infinite Spirit stands beside you, always standing beside you, always loving you, always connecting you with inner truth and inner being. What is your higher self saying to you right now? What is it that your higher self wants you to connect with? Take a moment right now for this moment to ask the question of spirit. What is it that you would like me to see? What is it that you would like me to feel? What is my purpose? What makes me happy? What is it in the presence of the message that can be sent? So if you get an image, a literal message, a word, anything that you know that is true and connecting, see, we're exercising our intuitive faculties. We're exercising our gifts. We're exercising our knowing and our trusting. So take a second, ask that question, any of those questions to spirit, and you will get an answer. Take that, whatever it was, the word, the image, whatever it is, write it down, remember it, and look it up. If you don't know what it means, look it up, or if you do know what it means, connect it. Your spirit just showed me making a wish on a dandelion. How beautiful. Dandelions are the things you blow, right? And blow a wish on it. How beautiful. So I'll look up the spiritual meaning of that later. So right now, thank you to Infinite Spirit, because we're here right now and we're feeling that love. You see, we're getting energized. We're getting revved up. We're getting revved up for the day, for the week, for our souls. And right here in this moment, when we get to channel, we're opening up our consciousness. We're opening up our consciousness to a greater good, to a greater awareness, to something that is love. Love in its being, love in its truth, love in itself right now. And remember that vast ocean. Remember how that ocean is so vast. It's reflecting to you infinity, infinite thoughts, infinite patterns, infinite realities. What is your infinite reality? What do you want in your infinite reality? It is up to you. You can literally have anything. You could have hell if that's what you desired. But that would be your choice in your reality. I know what I want. I want heaven on earth. I want paradise. I want that beach, that paradise on earth. I want that paradise on earth. I want the beach on earth. I want the love. I want the joy. I want the miracles. I want the miraculous form of God to come here and connect and be in the present. I want to understand the real information that's being received from the outer limits and the unseen, and not being inundated by what's going on my phone or the internet or social media or whatever it is, using that beautiful technology to serve us for what it can be useful for. But the extra stuff, it's not needed. You see, the real news, the real media is within your meditation. The real news and the real media is going within. If you are not able to go within, you will not catch exactly what it is of who you are. You will not understand who you are, says Infinite Spirit. In order to understand who you are, you must go in. You must remove yourself from all these distractions of what you believe is a part of who you are. All these things that are triggering your nervous system that does not need to trigger your nervous system has nothing to do with who you are. Who you are is so much more than what you believe. Go within and feel the realness. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for that Sunday service. That was amazing Sunday service. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for that dynamic shifting of consciousness and opening up portals. You are so loved. You are so loved in this moment. Thank you to the Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit, for being here with us always. You are so loved. Life is good. Life is good. Life is amazing, and I love you. You see, we're always here. Spirit is always here on standby for you. Spirit will always be here on standby for you. We are here. We're not going anywhere. We're going to remove the dirt, remove the illusions, remove the competitive BS that just goes on and on. Oh, my freaking Lord. God have mercy. God have mercy on the illusions that are going on. It doesn't serve us. We're here. We're strong. You're strong in who you are. And the spiritual war is the misinformation. It's all the duplicates. It's all the cloning. It's all the things that are trying to knock off the authentic version. It's not happening. It's not real. It's just not gonna happen. Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Let's carry on. So, stay tuned.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, I'm stuck.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
intermarata.
Sanctus, sanctus Dominus.
Vergare spice mater aspice.
Sanctus, sanctus Dominus.
So good. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, free from radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merle Knight, the Boss Medium. And yes, that's right. We're playing music from Sister Act soundtrack. Sister Act. Dude, that movie is so funny. Actually, I should watch that today. It's so good. It's so good. Like, I was like, who thought of this? Whoever thought of this? I wish they made movies like this. See, you don't get movies like this anymore. You just don't get original screenplays anymore. Unfortunate. I wish they brought it back. Anyways, let's get back to the music.
My God,
I'm sticking to my God like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather we.
Lord, I went to church one day for to hear them shout and pray. All to hear the preacher plow that gospel plow. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. The preacher said I must repent, so right down the aisle I went. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. I've been told it's a first class city and the streets are gold. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all them prophets is dead and gone. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. Keep your hand on the plow and you hold right on. grew anxious and he said, wash my feet, my hands, my head. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hand on the plow and hold right on. I got my hand on the gospel plow.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss of Medium. It's been real. I love you so much. I hope you've gotten whatever you needed out of this hour of Sunday service. I'm so grateful and happy to serve. That's right, delivering this unique radio show to you, hopefully filling your hearts with love and inspiration, the best of my ability. I love you so much. I will be back here Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. every Tuesday. I love you with all my heart. Let's uplift the energy and the vibration for this week. And always remember to connect with spirit. Call on spirit when you need help. When you feel alone. When you feel you're at your lowest. Be here with spirit. Be there. And let us rejoice in the love of God and the love of the universe. And let magic happen. I love you. Amen.
Your soul.
Keep my soul.
Lord, I pray. Yes, Lord, and keep my tongue.
Jesus, I am working too for the Lord.
For the Lord.